Track 6. And now it's back to the news. Hold on crucial railway work. Devastating. The government's decision to put crucial work to protect Devon's fragile railway line on hold has been described as devastating by a local MP. Devon and Cornwall MPs had been lobbying ministers to make sure the fifth and final phase of the project to protect the railway line at Dawlish and Teignmouth was completed. Network Rail has already completed four phases of work to make the vulnerable seaside line more resilient, including a new seawall and extensive work on the station at Dawlish. But MPs and rail experts stressed that the final stage, to shore up cliffs between Dawlish and Teignmouth, was the most important of all. Cliff falls in the area are a regular occurrence, and Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley, who lives in Dawlish, said it was only a matter of time before the next fall closed the line again. The railway was closed for 8 weeks when it was wiped out by a storm in February 2014, and Mr. Wrigley pointed out that most of that time was spent repairing the collapsing cliffs. Despite pressure from MPs from across the region, the government has now made the announcement that the project will be stalled. Mr. Wrigley said the consequences of a cliff fall coming down on a train would be desperately bad. The government says it will keep the scheme under review, but Mr. Wrigley said he was bitterly disappointed. This is a massive blow to the economy of the South West. Last time when the cliff fell, it cost the South West economy £1.2 billion. Keeping strain gauges on the cliff and managing that is not enough. County Councillor Rosie Dawson called the decision outrageous. It's very disappointing. Without this final phase, there continue to be a risk to the line. There should be more of a commitment to this area and they should finish the project. Former Mayor of Dawlish and ex-member of the South West Rail Group, Rosalind Prowse, described the decision as an absolute disaster. The railway line is vital to the economy of the South West.
Homecoming show for one of the finest UK artists. One of the UK's finest artists is to hold a homecoming exhibition in Teignmouth later this month. Ian Nathan, who grew up by Newquay and comes from a line of Teignmouth fishermen and lifeboatmen, has sold out exhibitions all over the country. From July 19th to August the 1st, he will be hosting a one-off homecoming show at Teignmouth's Arts Action Group in Teignmouth's Northumberland Place. The exhibition, which includes 35 new paintings, celebrates Ian's diverse portfolio, ranging from depictions of wildlife he's famed for to local scenes and semi-abstract seascapes. Ian, who previously had a gallery on the Quay in Teignmouth in the early 2000s, said he was keen to make his mark on his hometown again. Born in 1954, Ian's life is as diverse as his sketchbook. As a youngster, he enjoyed drawing and painting, but his interest was eclipsed by other activities. He took up boxing and cites Fred Tooley as a big influence on his life. However, after deciding that he was rubbish at boxing, he was persuaded at around the age of 12 to take up dancing, partly because there were lots of girls and not many boys at the dance school. After a couple of years, I decided I really wanted to make something of myself, so I went to London and auditioned for the Royal Ballet, Ian recalled. He was accepted and moved from Teignmouth Secondary School to live in a mansion in Richmond Park and attend the Royal Ballet School. I met some incredible people, Ian said, citing names such as Rudolf Nureyev and Margot Fonteyn. However, he realised that he wasn't going to be a top-notch dancer, and flunked an audition for the Festival Ballet before returning to Teignmouth to work as a labourer on the docks. A few years later, he took a graphic design course at college. He was painting in his spare time and kept taking his art to galleries in Torquay. The Triton Gallery in Torquay recognised his talent and he opened with a sell-out show. So he left college to pursue a career as a full-time artist. Since then, he's shown his work in the Halcyon in Birmingham and some of London's best galleries. In London, he was introduced to Princess Anne and gave her three paintings, which were auctioned. After more than a decade, Ian returned to Teignmouth, where he set up a gallery on the quay, which was open for 5 years during the early 2000s. Then he returned to his Riverside home to focus on painting. While Ian was initially famed for his intricate wildlife paintings, the exhibition will show the full range of his portfolio. "I can turn my hand to anything as long as I'm interested in it," he commented. Much of his recent work is focused on landscapes that will be instantly recognisable to those familiar with the Teignmouth area and beautiful abstract seascapes.
Dawlish swan saved from fishing line. One of the iconic Dawlish black swans was saved when a waterfowl warden noticed it had ingested a fishing line. Fishing is banned in the brook unless a special licence is authorised by Devon County Council. But the swan was found in distress by one of the Dawlish Town Council's wardens. A spokesman said it had ingested the fishing line, but the fishing line was attached to a hook, which was still attached to the fish. While this may sound amusing, it could have resulted in the death of the black swan and the fish. It has asked that if someone is seen fishing there, they should report it to the waterfowl wardens or Devon and Cornwall Police on the non-emergency 101 number. The spokesman added, "We greatly appreciate your support and help protecting our local wildlife."
Busy Saturday for Teignbridge fire crews. Saturday was a busy day for Teignbridge fire crews, as an incident near Trago Mills and a house fire in Totnes saw them mobilised. Bovey Tracy Fire Station dispatched an appliance towards the department store at around 3 p.m. on Saturday the 12th of July, following reports of a car on fire. The car was severely damaged and the cause was accidental, Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue say. Crews used a hose reel jet, two breathing apparatus and a thermal image camera during the incident. Elsewhere, Newton Abbott Fire Station sent an appliance to Totnes. A fire that had started in the open had spread to a property. Four engines and an aerial ladder platform attended Saturday's incident.
Historic seaside puppets return to the town. The quintessential seaside puppet entertainers, Punch and Judy, are returning to entertain visitors and residents in Teignmouth this summer. The free seaside entertainment shows from Professor Bryan and his bottler, Alison Davey, from the Puppet Tree, and Professor Wilson. Shows will take place at 12 noon, 2 p.m. and 3:30 on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays throughout the summer holidays. Funded by Teignmouth Town Council, the locations of the shows will be Teignmouth Triangle, Teign Street and Northumberland Place. Last year, Teignmouth Town Council opted to put the shows on in the town centre rather than on the promenade to encourage more people to support local businesses by visiting the town's shops and cafes.